Welcome into Cashback Radio. We are live each and every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 5 o'clock out on the West Coast, online at cashbackradiolive.com, and also in the palm of your hand, you can listen to us on your smartphone and or Android iPhone. So great to have you aboard with us tonight. Another great guest coming your way. Very excited to be chatting with this guy tonight. He's been climbing the ranks throughout Savion. He's done a tremendous job with his organization, building it from the ground up. Lots of experience in the networking industry, so it's going to be a lot of fun chatting with him tonight. Excited to be joined officially over the phone now by Savion's Xavier Gray. What's going on, man? Thanks for coming on the show tonight.
I'm here, man. Can you hear me?
I can, yes. How are you?
Hey, man, I'm super great. Getting better every day. Blessed and highly favored, we say here in Georgia. How about yourself?
Awesome. Very good, thanks. Doing really good. Excited to have you on the show tonight. We appreciate your time coming on. We know you're busy building your team, doing a lot of different things with Savion. And, you know, Xavier, I just want to start here at the beginning, kind of talking about your journey getting to Savion, becoming a member, some of your past experiences. Take us through initially getting involved in networking and what the experience has been like for you. And, you know, just kind of shed some light on the path that you've gone down to get to this point now where you're at with Savion.
Okay, Brad, well, first of all, what I'd like to do is just give you a big thanks for having me on the call tonight. Consider it an honor and a privilege to be here with you. Also want to give a big thanks to Miss Holly Dark out of North Carolina, who's my personal sponsor, who stayed on me for a couple months, very persistent, and getting me involved in the business. Not only Holly, but a guy by the name of John Cini, Jonathan Seigler, the Dons, Don Smith, Don LaPlume, Michael O'Brien, all those guys, my upline, they've been very, very instrumental in the success that we've had. And probably more than anything else, our team, we've got a phenomenal team, got a lot of great leaders that's on the team, and that's what really, you know, makes the big difference. So without them, I wouldn't even be on the call with you tonight. But I got started initially in this industry back in 1982 while I was a young captain in the Army. And what's the company called? Amway. I was only with them for a few months, but the time that I spent with them was really life-changing for me. I was what they'd call a gung-ho soldier back in those days, and I remember going to a meeting, and they told me I needed to learn how to smile. And my comment was, what the heck is it to smile about? But they introduced me to a book called First of All, Think and Grow Rich, then How to Win Friends and Influence People. And that was a big change for me. But like I said, I was only with that company for a few months before they shipped me out. And then my next introduction was in 1995 with a financial service company. And because of my association with that company, the things that I learned really kind of set it in stone, kind of told me this is the path that I wanted to follow in network marketing, being in business for myself. And did that company for about 8 years. Before I decided to break away and start my own company. And during that time, made multiple six figures a month, very successful, until the mortgage crisis hit. And I don't have to tell you what happened then. Lost just about everything I had. And but then pretty soon I returned to the to this industry, and I've been with it ever since. So definitely, again, in the right industry, right place, right time. Being in business for yourself, but not by yourself. You can help a lot of people do the exact same thing. And that's the beauty of it, that in network marketing, in this industry, not only can you be successful, but you can help so many other people have success as well.
I'm glad you talked about other people and other people being a big part of your success, reaching out to them, being a team player. That's what it's about, right? And you mentioned some of the people in your organization, some people who have been with you here since the beginning of Savion. What has that meant to you, Xavier, to have other people have their support, but then also to be in their shoes and to have the support to give support to other people as well? Just talking about people in the industry and different people you come across, relationships are key, always are, but especially in network marketing, because you work as a team. Even though you may come in individually, you're still going to work as a team in some way, shape, or form. So if you could kind of talk about what it means to you to work with other people in this industry and, you know, what it's meant for you and what it's meant for others.
Well, the key word, as you said, Brad, is team. And the acronym stands for together. Everyone achieves more. Not one person, not two, but everyone achieves more. You'll hear people say a lot, teamwork makes the dream work. I come from an athletic background. I was did really well in high school as well as college in sports. And no one person can do it by himself. And even in the military, it was all about teamwork, you know, leaving no one behind. And so when you look at network marketing, people don't join companies. People join people. So those relationships that you have with other people, people that you come in contact with, and the way you treat people, that's what makes people want to be on your team or you be on their team. So they're not really joining a Savion. They're not really joining, you know, any other company out there. They're joining you, and that's the reason you've got to conduct and carry yourself in a certain way all the time, acting in a certain way, and becoming an attractive person, a person that people want to be around. And you want to establish yourself as a leader also to make sure that you're worth following. So that at the end of the day, that's what it's really all about. You've got to be a good follower before you can become a good leader. But at the same time, you want to make sure that you are something that's worth following. So, you know, teamwork, again, is everything. And you want to help people get to places that they've never been before. And a lot of times you've got to be tough with people. Sometimes your leadership's got to be tough with you to make sure that they get the best out of you. And you want to make sure that you're duplicating that to our organization.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Savion's Xavier Gray tonight here on Cashback Radio, talking about people in the industry. And going off of that, to be successful in the industry, work ethic is key. We've talked about that in previous weeks here on Cashback Radio. You have to have it. And I think it's something that people don't think about too much with this industry because they think, well, you know, you're working from home maybe, or you're working from a different area, maybe outside of the office or whatever the case may be. And folks who aren't familiar with the industry might just think it's something that comes naturally. It's something that just might be an easy thing to pick up, but it's not always the case. Having a good work ethic, creating a pattern for yourself and consistency is really what it's all about. How long did it take you, Xavier, to establish a work ethic, a pattern, to allow you to have success and consistency in your work?
Well, Brad, my history at work goes way, way back when I was a little boy. My grandparents, they raised me. My grandfather, he passed when I was 11. My grandmother passed when about 2 weeks after I graduated from high school. And I've been on my own pretty much ever since. But one of the things that they instilled in me was a strong work ethic, and you had to work. If you wanted something bad enough, you had to go to work. So I'll date myself here a little bit, but, you know, working in tobacco fields, pouring concrete on construction jobs and things of that nature when I was coming up through school. But then coming into the military, I just took those same attributes with me, and just working for whatever it is, you know, that you want. You know, we say that the only place that success comes before work is in the dictionary. And there's no shortcuts to success. You have to go pay the price. So if someone thinks that they're going to have something, you're going to get something for nothing, it's not going to happen in any avenue of life. You've really got to go and pay that price. You got to have discipline. You got to have focus and consistency. Is very, very important. You mentioned that a few minutes ago. It's not a sometimes thing. It's an all-the-time thing. You really got to be working out there. And I don't mean just a little bit, half speed. We're talking about full speed. Some of the guys, not everybody, but some of the people, we might be talking 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning about our businesses. And most people are asleep. And I operate on about 4, maybe 5 hours of sleep a night, and that's nothing new. I've been doing that my entire life. And so, you know, a good, strong work ethic is very, very important. Focus is very, very important, and all of it kind of comes down to, you know, one of the primary reasons that you're successful or not. If people are not successful, 9 times out of 10, you can pretty much narrow it down to people, you know, not working very hard. But if they put the work in, they'll get the results.
What are some things you learned from your past work experiences that you found has helped you with where you are currently today in your life and work? What are some things that have stood out maybe above others that you learned a long time ago but still holds very true to this day?
Well, again, it kind of goes back to my time when I was playing sports, and that was learning the basics and the fundamentals of whatever, you know, it was that you were doing. Just learn the basics and the fundamentals, establish a good foundation, and that's going to carry you a long way. You don't have to be real pretty, real flashy or anything like that, but if you can just learn the basics and the fundamentals, you'll be okay. There was a guy by the name of Vince Lombardi, and hopefully a lot of the callers, especially your baby boomers, he was a great football coach of the Green Bay Packers. And every season, he would begin the season talking to guys that had been playing football their entire life, so there was no doubt in his mind that they knew what a football was. But he would hold up a football, and he would say, "Gentlemen, this is a football." And he wasn't aiming to demean anybody, but basically what he wanted everybody to know, that we're going to stick to the basics and the fundamentals. And history basically shows that he was one of the greatest football coaches, you know, of all time. We also say that leadership is very, very important towards the success of any organization, of any team. Leadership is everything. Everything rises and falls on leadership. Leadership is what gives you, you know, good results. If you've got bad leadership, guess what you're going to get? You're going to get bad results. So there's no mistake about it. The success or failure of an organization is going to be based on the leadership. So anytime I'm looking at an organization, determine whether or not I'm going to partner up with them, I always want to know about the leadership. How good is the leadership? Are they, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, where they're at? Okay, will they listen? Are they hard workers? You know, also, because if the leader, the team is only going to go as fast as the leader of the pack. And so, you know, those are some of the things that I look at. Those are some of the things when I look back, anytime I tried to take a shortcut when it came to working out when I was playing ball, I tried to not do this or do that, it always came back to bite me in the butt. So I learned pretty early on, those were lessons learned that I knew that if I'm going to have any kind of success, that you want to go ahead and just master the fundamentals, not necessarily be a follower. You want to be an asset to the team and not a liability. In order to do that, you had to kind of establish yourself as a leader. So, you know, that's been some things that have served me quite well. And in our industry, it's not like you've got to reinvent the wheel just about everything that we need to know about being successful in network marketing. It's already been done. It's already been established. It's already been invented. You just got to be a good copycat. And it's okay to be a copycat as long as you're copying the right cat, right?
No doubt about that one. I like that. And talking about Vince Lombardi, too, one of the all-time greats. No question about that one either. We got to step aside for a quick break here on Cashback Radio, talking with Savion's Xavier Gray tonight. Brad Dalius with you as always. We're back with more right after this.
Discover a new career, clarify a new lifestyle, or align a new life direction. Mental Minute Success Coaching will empower you with the skills and strategies to attain the success that you deserve. Whether you need financial stability, want to be your own boss, or desire increased sports and musical performance, Mental Minute Success Coaching is your key to a mindset built on trust and dedication. When life's pressures and transitions are limiting your mental ability to achieve your goals, our success coaching process will assist clients to follow through to receive the desired results. Mental Minutes provides individuals, groups, or businesses with success training for employees and entrepreneurs. A certified success coach will support, motivate, and inspire clients to reach their desired goals and increase performance. Living life in the 21st century can be challenging, but with the positive success coaching approach of Mental Minutes, you will be able to live your life making every minute count. Go to mentalminutes.com today and start living the life you've always dreamed.
Welcome back to Cashback Radio. Brad Dalius with you tonight, chatting with Savion Xavier Gray. I want to get into talking about now Xavier Savion and talking about the company specifically. And also, I want to get into building a team in just a bit as well. But, you know, first off, what do you enjoy most about being a part of Savion? I so many different reasons people are a part of it. People love the 20% cash back. Obviously, it's a huge draw. But for you, what stands out to the most for you? What do you most enjoy about being a part of Savion?
Well, you know, in this industry, they've got a motto. We call it KISS and KID, K-I-S and K-I-D. Keep it simple and keep it duplicatable. And when you look at Savion, and it took me a while to realize it, and I'll be honest with you, Brad, but there is not a more simpler company that's out there. And the big question is, you know, why would I say that? Most companies, you've got to convince people to use this product, that product. Here we don't have to worry about that. They've got to change their buying habits. They've got to change something that they are doing in order to fit with that particular company. The biggest thing about Savion, when you really look at it, we are cashback shopping. Everything that we are doing, people are already doing anyway. I mean, think about it. They're already shopping. They're buying their groceries. They're going to Sam's, Walmart, Macy's. They're going out eating at restaurants, McDonald's, Burger King, you name it. And the only difference is they're not getting paid for it. So if they could go out and continue doing exactly what they're doing, cash back, rebate, I mean, that's blowing a lot of people's mind. And it didn't really hit me until I was pumping gas one day and other people began to hit me up about the company. I'm pumping gas, and I got pissed off because the gas prices just went up again. And all of a sudden it hit me, I could be getting 20% cash back. And that's when I started looking real hard at the company. And it's easy to duplicate. Everybody can get three, set yourself free. And I will tell you, that's the reason that the company is exploding the way that it is right now. We've had some ups and downs, but there's no company that have went from zero straight to the top without any problems. So it's just a matter of how people, you know, endure those kind of challenges. But in the very end, we're going to be a great company. We're going to do a lot of great things. We're going to help a lot of people along the way, and not just here in the United States, but as you see, as a company is going global, going to be able to help people all around the world. Why? Because it's so easy and simple to do.
Building a team, a strong organization, you hear a lot of people talk about it. Few people actually make it happen on a successful level and able to maintain it for a long period of time. Based off of your experience, what's the best way to go about it, especially for people who are just kind of getting started building their own organization? How do you build it up, and how do you make sure that it maintains that consistent success where everyone, of course, is, you know, making sure everyone is doing their part, everyone is remaining active? How do you kind of oversee that whole process? What are some of the initial steps you have to take in order to make that happen?
Well, again, it starts with the leader, Brad. The leader has to believe in the company, believe in themselves, and believe in what they're doing. And then you don't start a team, you don't start a company, you launch it. So that's very, very important. It's just like a spaceship taking off. I mean, in the initial stages of a takeoff, let's say for NASA spaceship, I mean, it takes a lot of energy to get it started, and it's a lot easier to build it fast than it is to build it slow. So you put everything that you've got, whether it be through launch calls, whether it be through a launch party, what we sometimes call a get starting party or a grand opening, and you're going to build it three times. I mean, the first place you're going to build it is in your mind. You've got to have a clear, concise mental picture. We call it a CCMP of the kind of organization that you want to build. So you want to build it in your mind first. And that reminds me of a story of a guy by the name of Walt Disney, the founder of Disney World. And they had a reporter that came down to visit Disney World and was doing an interview with Walt Disney's brother. And after having walked around the place a bit and looking at everything that had been accomplished, the reporter said to Walt Disney's brother, "My God, just imagine what Walt would say today if he could see this now." And his brother just looked the reporter straight in his eyes and said, "Walt did see this, and that's why we see it here today." So the first step in building an organization, whether it's a big organization or a small organization, it's all in the hands of the builder himself, but is you got to have a good picture, a clear, concise mental picture of what it is that you want. The next time you're going to build it, you're going to build it on paper. You're going to lay out exactly what it is that you want and how you want it to look and all that. You're putting it down on paper. For those of you that have read Think and Grow Rich before, in the first step towards riches, the chapter on desire, they listed six steps that you must do if you want to be successful. It was called How to Turn Desire into Riches. And basically what it was saying was that you had to write it down. Whatever it was that you was picturing, you got to write down exactly what kind of organization you want. You want to write down exactly the people that's going to be involved in it, who the leaders are going to be, and, you know, not getting into other portions of it. That's where your list comes in at. You got to have a date upon which you're going to build it. You don't want to have take you forever to get it done. You want to get this baby done, I mean, like really, really quick. And then the third time that you're going to build it, you're going to actually go out and build it. You're going to actually do the work in accordance with the plan that you put together. Now, will that plan go very smoothly and just as you laid it out on paper, as you visualize it? Probably not. You'll have some twists and turns, so you're going to have to be flexible in your approach. The people that you thought was going to join you in the business probably won't. The ones that you thought were not going to do it. And sometimes it's the person that you meet at Walmart, the person you meet at a gas station somewhere. So you got to have flexibility in it. Then some people quit on you, so you got to plan all of that. And it's all a mindset kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You just got to know that basic form is SW, 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 next, next, next. Meaning some will, some won't, so what? Someone's waiting. Next, next, next. It's a numbers business. So as long as you got the right mindset and don't worry about who's going to do it and who's not and getting worried about when people quit, you just know that you're not going to quit. And as long as you keep moving, eventually you're going to get to the promised land.
Did you think the size of your organization, Xavier, would be as large as it is now when you first joined Xavion? Were you surprised at all of what you've been able to achieve?
To be honest, and I don't want this to sound like I'm egotistical or anything, I'd been in the industry, you know, for quite some time, and I've seen other folks build huge organizations, and I could already see it. You know, the first step I said a few minutes ago, picturing your success, I could see a huge organization. I could see it, but I knew that in order to build it, it wasn't something that I could build by myself. I had to do what? Go out and find leaders. And leaders, folks that you're going to start attracting along the way based upon things that you've done in the past, because everybody's not going to follow you when you first get started. So if we got any youngsters on the call, you're just getting started in the industry, we're talking about a lifetime career, something that you can do from now until the day that you die. And then your kids, your grandkids, maybe even your great-great-grandkids, you know, can do as well. So when you picture your success and you say, "I'm going to build a huge organization," I think I heard somebody say, if you're going to think, you might as well think big. And so mm-hmm. I thought about it. I said, okay, this time, and I haven't always thought that way. I haven't always thought thought this way. But now on this go around, and even on my last go around, I said, I'm going to build a gigantic organization. And in order to do that, you got to help a lot of people, have success. Other people are going to have big teams, probably bigger teams than they've had in the past before. And when we say together, everyone achieves more, everybody comes in together, everybody start building the organizations. And each time, guess what? Everybody organization starts getting a little bit bigger, starts getting a little bit better. And the longer we go, guess what? The bigger the organization is going to be.
Sky's the limit. No doubt about that. I completely agree. Looking forward, what is your ultimate goal? for yourself while in Savion? What do you ultimately hope to accomplish?
Well, my goal in Savion is just like everybody else's is, number one, help a lot of people with their success, and ultimately to become what we call a presidential ambassador. That's part of my game plan. It's not just for me, but for a lot of my other teammates that are on the team as well. We'll talk about it from time to time. That's one of the things that keep us going. When you start talking about earning $3,000 per day, that's $1 million a year. That's something to make you get up early in the morning, make you go to bed late at night, make you not want to think about anything else. And at the same time, you know you cannot do that unless you have a lot of people have success as well. So when we start talking about building what we call a VIP factory, that's where folks are making that $20 a day, an extra $600 a month. And let's face it, in network marketing, most folks don't even make anything close to that kind of money. And we've got an opportunity here with a compensation plan, a business model that allows somebody. I've had people on my team do that in one day, and I'm sure people on this call right now have done it in one day. I don't know if Mae Tran is on the call right now. She's done it. She's had people on her team that have done it. Miss Sophie Nguyen, Alice Jen, who's a five-star, you know, in the company right now. We got a lot of folks that come in their first day and do that. And then all we do is just keep it simple and keep it duplicatable and duplicate that, you know, throughout the entire organization. So, yes, I want to make $3,000 per day, $1 million a year. But at the same time, that gives you an opportunity to help a lot of other people their success as well. Corner phrase by a guy a long time ago, his name was Zig Ziglar. So if you help enough people get what they want, you'll get everything that you want. Teamwork makes the dream work. And as long as we're helping everybody, holding hands, and got the mindset that we're not going to leave anybody behind, just like you said a few minutes ago, the sky is the limit.
Savion's Xavier Gray here on Cashback Radio. It's been a lot of fun chatting with you tonight, man. Before we let you go, where should people go to keep up with you and your work and everything that you're putting out there?
Well, right now I'm revising a website, but once that is back up and running, that'll be www.xaviergray.com. But right now, probably my Facebook page or on LinkedIn.
Good deal. Xavier, thank you so much for your time, man. Really appreciate it. Appreciate your insights. We wish you and your organization all the best moving forward here with Savion.
Well, thanks for having me on the call, Brad. It's an honor, a pleasure, and a privilege to be here with you tonight. And like to welcome everybody else to the Savion family. Appreciate you guys. Let's rock it.
I love it. Thanks, man. Really appreciate it. All the best to you.
Sure. You too.
And there he goes once again, Savion's Xavier Gray joining us tonight here on Cashback Radio. That's going to do it for tonight's show. I'm Brad Dalius. I'll talk to you next week. As always, keep living the dream.